USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump was abruptly escorted away from the White House briefing room just a few minutes after taking the podium for a press briefing, but quickly returned to tell reporters.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. Seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
The president was not taken to the White House bunker, but was rather ushered to the Oval Office. The Secret Service later tweeted, "The Secret Service can confirm that there's been an officer-involved shooting at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue. Law enforcement officials are continuing to investigate the scene." Multiple sources said there's no believed threat to the Capitol after this incident at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The White House says that Democrats left the president no choice but to take executive action to bring Americans more COVID-19 relief. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Over the weekend, President Trump signed several orders aimed at extending enhanced unemployment benefits, discouraging evictions, and deferring the payroll tax. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying Democrats failed to deliver, so the president had to take action.
Politics, as usual, should find no place during this pandemic, but Democrats rejected multiple clean bills to provide relief.
She says as long as Democrats don't play politics, the White House is willing to discuss further relief measures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A major gas explosion leveled several homes in northwest Baltimore, killing at least one woman and leaving at least 8 others injured. At least 4 of those injured are listed in very serious condition, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. An active rescue is still underway, looking for at least one other victim. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Police broke up a New Jersey house party that violated state health mandates on indoor gatherings, and the host of the event was arrested. At least 300 people were at the pop-up party in the Howell Township, which is about 65 miles northeast of Philadelphia. The out-of-control bash was so big that township authorities needed the help of police from 5 neighboring towns to quell. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last week lowered the number of people allowed to gather inside to only 25%. Capacity with a maximum of 25 people, down from the previous standard of 100 people maximum. Even after breaking up the party, the police said they had officers patrol the neighborhood for hours, making sure it didn't restart. The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.